Welcome to a Money Matters Freeform podcast. This is Wes Moss, Chief Investment Strategist at Capital Investment Advisors and host of Money Matters on WSB Radio. It's Friday, it's June 24th, and today is the first day we are in a post-Brexit world. The UK has chosen to leave. They voted last night or yesterday to leave the EU. It was a 52% vote. It's all over the news. Of course, it's something that I believe you can't miss if you are alive in America. So the UK is out of the EU, and that's the way they wanted it. So I wanted to give you some context around what I think it means for markets and what it means for truly diversified investors. Today, certainly markets took a major hit across Europe and taking a large hit in the United States with the Dow. As I'm doing this podcast, down a little over 600 points. That is about 3.4, call it 3.5% so far. So it's a difficult day for stocks, to say the least. Interestingly, part of the reason there's such a big reaction is that it really wasn't expected. There was a 90% probability going into the vote that this wouldn't happen. It was very widely agreed upon that leaving the EU would be harmful for the UK economy. So most polls showed that it wouldn't happen. And if you look at the cost for gross domestic product, it looked like it could, over the course of into the year of 2030, it could cost the average UK family about $6,000 a year for the next many, many years. So the thought was folks are not going to vote against their wallet, and in fact, they did. So a very interesting larger commentary about what is very much an anti-establishment, anti-administration vote. That is alive and well. And right now, the populace in Europe, really around the world, is frustrated with sluggish economic growth. So the UK people, folks, they tip towards change. So really the question that I'm getting here, does it spell doom for U.S.-based investors? Is this the end of the world? Can we look back into history and find out what this really means? Let's just start with, does this spell doom for U.S.-based investors? I think the simple answer is no. Yes, markets are shaving off 3.5% today here in the U.S. However, the market has had a significant run-up in the last several weeks. So as of Thursday, so before all this happened, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 3.5% on the year. This is going to take us back to a flat, or actually still up a little bit on the year. We started the year at about 17,100. Looks like we're finishing Friday here in the 17,400 range. So we're still flat to slightly up on the year. And we really haven't been up significantly at any point this year. So this kind of just takes us back to where we were only a couple of months ago. The vast majority, and this is what's really fascinating, the vast majority of crisis events have led to significant buying opportunities. And if you go back over the last 51 years, and I pulled every event that we could think of that was a net negative measured by market downtick or a market sell-off, looking at history, we pulled 51 of these events all the way from 1907 until today. So we've got the panic of 1907, World War I, Pearl Harbor, Cuban Missile Crisis, the Arab oil embargo, the panic, the financial panic in 1987, the Asian stock market crash in 1997, 9/11, Lehman Brothers bankruptcy. I mean, it's a very long list, and I could go on and on with this list. What's important, though, is that the average downdraft for these events, these crisis events, is just about 7%. It's 6.7% from the initial reaction. Once that initial reaction is over, and they are usually very quick, so these corrections last either a few days or a week or so or a couple of weeks. Once that's over, 22 days later, so not a very long period of time, markets on average have been net positive after that reaction date. So 22 days later, the average net gain is 3.7% after only 22 days. 63 days later, up 5.2%. 126 days later, up almost 9% or 9% higher. So in time, and in most cases very quickly, time heals these wounds and the market digests this change and it looks to the future. That's what markets are meant to do. And this will be the same. So markets are initially concerned about the UK leaving and now looking for other countries like France to do the same. But it by no means spells the whole stoppage of economic activity in the UK, and particularly not here in the US. So our economic backdrop here in the US is actually still very solid. If you listen to Money Matters, you've heard me talk about CHIME, C-H-I-M-E. That's my economic acronym. So the first one, we'll talk about the consumer, U.S. real consumer spending for the C part of CHIME. It's trending at a 4% uptick this year at a 4% annual rate. So that's growing consumer, and then we know that that's 71.5% of the U.S. economy. It's a big part of making the engine here work, and that's continuing to do well. Housing, H in CHIME, continues to improve. So existing home sales at their highest level in more than 9 years. Prices climbed to a new peak in May. Interest rates, part of CHIME. We know inflation's in check, but part of the gain in housing is due to low interest rates. So we're going to continue to get low interest rates. Mortgage rates are at 3.6% now, very close to an all-time low. With Brexit, these low rates are going to persist for even longer because the Fed's not going to be eager to go do something new, meaning they're not going to raise rates in the face of this uncertainty. M in CHIME, manufacturing. It's in the U.S., manufacturing has climbed above 51 or above 50, which means it's in expansion mode. That's well above the small contraction we saw at the beginning of the year. E for unemployment or employment. The employment situation in America has continued in a choppy way to get better and better. And right now, the unemployment rate stands at a palatable sub 5% number. So the world's not falling apart. And the economy here in the U.S. is actually in decent shape. We'll probably see about 2% growth this year, 2016. In the meantime, what does this really mean for your portfolio or portfolios in general? 2016 has actually been a really good year for diversified investors. Even though the Dow and the S&P 500 were up only about 3.5% prior to this Brexit news, dividend-paying stocks have done very, very well. Standard & Poor's dividend ETF, SDY, before today's sell-off was up over 13%. Utilities, XLU as a benchmark, for this, the ETF for utilities, up 16%. High-quality corporate bonds, LQD, up almost 6%. Today, there certainly is a sell-off with utilities and really most stocks here in the United States, so SDY is down to some extent today, but there's still a significant gain so far for 2016. So diversification is actually working well this year, or better than it has in many past years. The Brexit vote is going to take a bite out of portfolio returns. And that certainly could happen for the next several days or even the next several weeks. But investors, we always have to put these events into context and know that we've gone through all these examples we talked about. My list of 51 scary things, I mean, USSR invades Afghanistan, the Falkland Islands War, Beirut bombing, financial panic in 1987, Iraq invades Kuwait, the Gulf War, assassinations, Eisenhower had a heart attack in 1955, the panic of 1907, World War I. I mean, the stock exchange was closed for a period of time. So we have gone through tremendous adversity in the United States, and stocks over time continue to move forward. And from the data that I just shared with you earlier, very often happens quickly. And that's, I'm not saying that happens and markets are back higher in the next day or two, but we will eventually digest what's happened in the UK and realize it's not the end of the world, and the economy will continue to move forward, and we'll get past this and we'll get through it as investors. We have to, as investors and advisors, put these into context and know that. And what gives me a lot of solace or peace of mind is that high quality companies and dividend companies and a high quality diversified portfolio, particularly income portfolios, which of course I'm partial to, will be fine despite this Brexit. So I would encourage you over the next several days and weeks and potentially months you're going to see plenty of scary headlines. And the key here is you're going to see lots of doom and gloom headlines. So the key is to remember that newspapers and websites, they're in the business to sell more newspapers and to sell more traffic to their site. Don't let that scare you into a decision that leads to hopping in and out of the market, knowing that really over time, most returns over time have been clustered in tight periods, and they're difficult to time in and out without missing those periods. As a review here, fundamental backdrop, U.S. economy is still fine. Brexit, it's not going to rip apart the entire economy of the European Union, though this is a large and significant political change, and it's something that I absolutely will be continuing to talk about on Money Matters and communicate to our clients about, because it's not over. There'll be a continued evolution through all of this. And by the way, the UK won't even leave for the next 2 years. It takes 2 years at least for them to actually leave the UK. So nothing's happening overnight. I'll continue to monitor this. The whole team I have, the Money Matters team, the investment committee at CIA will continue to monitor this for anything significant or major changes that need to happen. And I'll bring that to you as soon as something else significant changes. Thanks so much for stopping by and listening to Money Matters Freeform with me, Wes Moss. If you'd like to email us at Capital, of course, you can go to yourwealth.com. That's yourwealth.com. Click on the contact form. Those emails come straight to me and our team right here. Thanks so much for listening.